Every valley will be filled, the mountain and hill will be made low, the winding roads made straight, and rough ways made smooth. This reading makes a lot more sense if you actually have been to this place where John is preaching. And since most of us probably have not seen that, I think if a Catholic travels, Rome would be one great place and the Holy Land would be another. But we can see it through these, actually through what St. John is preaching. You know, he's preaching down along, we heard last week, along the entire region of the Jordan Valley, which begins up near the Sea of Galilee at a rather high place, and then the river flows downhill all the way to the Dead Sea, the lowest spot on earth, other than along with Death Valley. And so the area where Jerusalem is one of the highest places in Israel. Not the highest, but it's surrounded by high mountains, and it's in a very high location. And John is down, probably down near in the Jericho area. That was where he did most of his baptizing. And people were coming to him, and they're coming down. Some of them are coming from Jerusalem. This was a major highway because, as today, the majority of Jews lived up in Galilee in the north. Samaria was filled with people that didn't like them, not unlike the West Bank today. And then you had Judea in the south. And so rather than traverse the easy way through upland, they went down the river valley, which was easy enough until you had to get to Jerusalem. And then it was a very hard, long, winding road going uphill all the way. So people were coming, both coming and going, and they had it coming from a large mountain, coming down a winding, dangerous road that was filled with robbers. This is the area of the Good Samaritan where the traveler is ambushed by robbers. It was a common occurrence. This is not a made-up story at all. That Jesus is not just telling a parable. People knew this. So they follow this winding road. Even today, the buses follow the same route, but it's easier on a bus, you know. And going all the way down to the Dead Sea. And this is where John is seeing people that were exhausted, you know, from these long journeys. And they're coming out to see John. And he looks up and he says, the Lord, he's quoting Isaiah the prophet, and he says, the Lord wants to level every mountain and fill in the valleys and make the rough way smooth. And the winding road he's going to straighten out. And this is very appealing to someone who's actually been on a rough road like this. I put a picture of a hike I took in Arizona a few years ago in my column because it reminded me so much of this reading. I said, you know, we do this. And yet when I hear this reading, these Isaiah readings sometimes strike me as being somewhat unconnected to our lives. You know, these, I have not yet seen God straighten out the roads and level the valleys and pave the highways. Have you? Is your life all like a big freeway? Anybody here? See me after Mass. It's a construction project, but I'm waiting for it to start, you know. We have to kind of unpack that reading. I think there's a great deal of wisdom in it. I prayed about it all week. I said, you know, it's easy to skip this, but what are you telling us with this reading? It's so powerful. We've all been on roads like this. You go up to Mount Hood, you can see a similar type of situation. You know, imagine hiking up there, going up that, how hard it would be. A mountain, on a mountaintop experience, we can see everything. Everything, you have a good perspective on all the roads around you, and you can see all of life, but it can be very tiring and painful to go up. Very exhausting. That's one step on our journey. The valley experience. Coming down is easier, and yet anybody who's hiked knows that going downhill can be harder than going up. I ruined one of my knees going downhill in the White Mountains in New Hampshire a number of years ago. I was taking a hike. I went too fast, jammed it too often. It never recovered from that. So going downhill can be tough also. We get the impression when we're going downhill in life that things are not improving, that we're losing our perspective. The valley is associated with pain and darkness and trials in the Bible. Going into the valley, filling in the valley in the Bible means coming out of not being able to see the valleys where all the fog is. And then we have, of course, the rough road, the unpaved road. It requires a four-wheel drive, or it's very difficult, or it's rutted. You know, it's not an easy path that we're following. The winding road, you get the impression when you're on it that you're backtracking. You're not making progress. You don't know where you're going. You don't know when it's going to end. You seem to be getting nowhere. These are all metaphors, aren't they, for the earthly journey. And of course, there are the happy moments, the parade tonight. This is a mountain experience. And the valleys are beautiful. You know, the Lord says in the 23rd Psalm, even if I walk through the valley, I fear no evil. You know, but they're all metaphors for our spiritual journey. And the Lord is going to cut through all of this and make it whole. Going back to John for a moment, the people are coming to John. He had a very short ministry, but he hit the place like wildfire because nobody had seen a prophet like this in hundreds of years. It was ancient history. It's like George Washington coming back to life, you know. Israel was a modern country, and the prophets that walked around, that was part of their Bible lesson. And here's John with the camel hair and the camel's coat and the wild hair and eating locusts and wild honey. And people, Pharisees, Sadducees, you know, common people, everyone's coming down to hear him and his preaching. Why are they coming? Why are they going through that rough road? Because they're hungry. They want something. They're curious. And, you know, we have to ask ourselves, why has God permitted these types of experiences? It's because we're not home yet. Advent is a journey. Like my icon, we have Mary. The icon is actually, it was commissioned, as you know, it was commissioned for St. Joe's, although it's not there now. It's really an icon of St. Joseph, but Mary seals the scene. You know, I should probably pick it up and show you, shouldn't I? Mary steals the scene, how about that? And, you know, she's actually not the center of attention, but the icon, the way it was drawn, she becomes the center. You know, the Trappist Abbey of Our Lady Guadalupe, she's the center. But you can see the difficulties of the journey. She's riding side saddle. She's 9 months. She's expecting any day now. And you wonder, why was she and Joseph put through such an ordeal right before birth? Why are we put through the ordeal that we go through, these winding roads, the mountains, the valleys, the ups and downs of life? Why doesn't he just straighten it all out? It's because it is in these experiences that we develop the hunger for God. If life were easy and paved and straight and there were no valleys and no mountains, we wouldn't have any challenges to climb. If it were, for example, too easy to build a new church, we wouldn't own it. We have to struggle to achieve this. And that's true for our own building inside and Christmas. If you find it so much going on, or you're lonely, it seemed to be one extreme or the other, or a combination of things. But Advent is a journey. It's something we have to hunger for. We're going home. Christmas, Christ is already here, but yet we long for Christmas because we want to go home. But the road is winding and narrow, the mountains and the valleys. These are intended to make us long for the world that we cannot see. God intends to level the valley of suffering. He intends to give us the mountaintop experience without the exertion. He intends to pave the road and straighten out the winding way that seems like we're going nowhere. In fact, we're making progress. God is with us. His angel is guiding us. But it's something we must go through. The image then is one of heaven. And the people had to recognize their opportunity when God offered it, because John's ministry was very short. They made the effort, and they saw something that no generation ever saw again, John the Baptist. We too are on a journey. No one will ever be on a journey quite like yours or mine. God leads us through the winding roads, the valley, the valley, the mountain, the rough road. But that is for us to hunger for him. We are not home. We are on a journey, and we find the Lord waiting for us at the end.